Hey, Preds fans, do not miss tomorrow night's Smashville live show at Brewhouse South in Cool Springs at 6 p.m. See your Predators star players up close and personal. You can get autographs and pictures. This week's special guest is Preds head coach Andrew Brunette. Smashville Live is brought to you by the Black Abbey Brewing Company. So we'll chat with Clark Lee, Vanderbilt head coach, in just a minute. But first, I want to get into some of your phones. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. One texter texts in about our discussion about Kevin Byard, what this means for the organization coming up next. Says, Kevin Byard is a safety. Complete overreaction to this trade. I'm dumber for listening. Well, thank you very much for that. We'll get into that. But Clark Lee is joining us now. Clark, appreciate you for joining us. Vanderbilt coming off of the bye. What did you guys accomplish in the bye week? Do you feel better about your team moving forward?
Well, yeah, I mean, we got healthy relatively, which is a good thing. And we rested up. You know, I mean, 8 straight games starting with week 0 means we've been running on hot since the summertime. And so it was needed. I think we come back as healthy as we've been in a long time. That doesn't mean we're all completely back, but we're excited for that. And, you know, staring down 4 games here to the finish, obviously will be critical in us just moving the needle here and advancing the program.
Yeah, absolutely. Vanderbilt head coach Clark Lee is with us. We saw Ken Seals 2 weeks ago against Georgia. Then, of course, you had the bye this past week. What's the latest with A.J. Swan? Who can we expect against Ole Miss this weekend?
Well, Ken will be the starter. Right? As we sat down and evaluated it as an offensive staff, I just feel like what he's brought to the field with his leadership and how he's kind of galvanized that group. We feel like he's built some positive momentum for us on that side of the ball. And he deserves an opportunity to continue in that role. And, you know, we obviously withhold the right to keep evaluating and to always, you know, put the best 11 we feel like gives the best chance to win. But right now we've been pleased with what Ken has shown and want to, again, give him another opportunity to go out there and continue to progress his game.
Now, Coach, in saying that, how do you then keep, A.J., focused on, hey, listen, at any moment we can put you back in there. And so don't get upset about the situation or whatnot, because we know in today's college football, the minute something happens with, in regards to, these kids and playing, they're looking to, find other places to go. But how do you and the coaching staff make sure that you keep AJ, here in the present, knowing that, hey, listen, you may not be starting, but you are one play away from getting back in there?
Yeah, I mean, I think, first of all, I have a ton of respect for AJ and his competitive makeup. I know he's anxious and hungry to get that job back, and he's fighting for it. I think the other thing I'd say is just, part of this, obviously AJ got banged up, but there were some holes there in the process that was leading up to the performance on the field. And so I think for AJ, it's just about taking ownership over that process and really understanding that he has a lot of this is in his control and in his power. He just, as he tightens down his game and continues to compete for what he wants, it wasn't but a few weeks ago that he was in that spot. We have to earn it every day. I know what he wants to do is get it back and play better. And so again, we lean on our relationships. We do the best we can to, create opportunities for that honest dialogue. And then we also trust each person as a competitor to say, hey, this is what the team needs. And these are the things we need to see from you to move forward. Now it's his responsibility to apply those things in his training and to earn his way back out in the field. And we know he can do that.
Now, Coach, this is not your first bye week, and it's not going to be your last bye week as a head coach. But in this bye week, knowing what, the kids have to go through, not just the stuff on the field, but the stuff in the classroom, and them possibly thinking about, hey, this is a weekend off, I may get the chance to go home or whatnot. How do you then keep them focused on, hey, listen, I know we got a bye week this week, but we ultimately have a game coming up against Ole Miss.
Well, we build boundaries pretty well here, I feel like, and that means that, you know, when we have time to train and to work, that's what our focus is. And then when the time comes for us to take a break, we want to be the best in the country at unplugging and taking a break. And, we shifted our schedule around. The typical bye week schedule would go through Friday because they have Friday class. But because it was fall break, we went a little bit early. We went Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday and gave them the opportunity to get home. You know, we think that's important to see their families, to reset, and just to take some time to collect themselves. We built a ton of trust here with habits and behaviors. I've got a lot of respect for our players and I trust them in their process, and they've earned that trust. And so, I wanted them to go and use that time to rejuvenate, to mentally recharge, physically recharge, and to come back ready to pounce on Monday. And I thought we had a really nice day yesterday, and we'll continue that prep through the week. But certainly a part of this bye was getting them away from the building a little bit, if possible, getting them home and letting them recuperate from what's been a tough 8-game stretch.
Talking to Clark Lee, and Clark, I'm curious your thoughts on what you got out of the Georgia game. I would imagine that the team's confidence has to be up a little bit to be able to make some gains there, have some really good success during the course of the game. I mean, you know the balance I'm striking here, right? It's not like you're satisfied you didn't win the game, but there were some positives to be able to battle and compete the way they did.
That is the balance. It's obviously the frustration and disappointment to not have gotten within one possession, not have gotten the ball back to the offense there at the end of the game and had a chance to put some pressure on Georgia. I felt there were some critical breakdowns in situational football, whether that's the middle eight or, again, in that four-minute sequence at the end. But, there's also some things that we can build on. And so you have to see the season as, a journey. There's a long game involved in that. And we certainly first address the disappointing factors and where we can control, the outcome in the moment by executing, by understanding the situation, by playing better within our structure. But then you certainly try to pull the string forward of, here are the things that we were able to accomplish and able to do. This is how we were able to find space on the field. This is, when we were effective on third down or we were effective taking spaces. This is what we were doing defensively. Those things we certainly look to build upon because it is a journey. And you just hope each game builds upon the last and that you're playing your best football here at the end of the season.
One of the things that happened right out in the open, and so I'll ask you about him. I mean, you may not be comfortable with the details, but C.J. Taylor made a great play late in the game, got down to the goal line, and then got injured, of course, and we didn't see him after that. I think you said today at your press conference he's doubtful, but, I think we all feared the worst when that happened there. What can you tell us about a big picture outlook there?
Yeah, he's dealing with ligament strains, and anytime you have those, it's not those aren't season-ending, but they're a challenge, and I think the burden is on us to make sure. I mean, C.J. Taylor, if I told him he could play tomorrow, he'd be out there playing. This guy loves to play, and I think we have to again balance the push and the pull there to make sure we don't put him out there and expose him to further injury. That said, I mean, he's also a gifted athlete and physically responds really well. So I was very pleased that he was able to jog. I think, we didn't get the top speed yesterday, but we certainly got something accomplished where he was bearing his body weight. I think the next step will be, assuming that he responds well to that, get him out and change direction and see him move some. And then from there, we reinsert him back to practice. We might not do that in time to have him available on Saturday, but Again, he's, you know, as soon as the our medical staff gives him the okay, he'll be ready to go out there and run around and play.
Yeah, I think avoiding catastrophe was the first thing on everybody's mind, because that looked a little scary there after he was. You could see how well he was competing and making plays out there. I want to ask you before we let you go about a lot of your true freshmen in particular. I see them. They're having great plays. They're close to having other great plays. You can see the growing pains a little bit there, but I look into the future, and I'm talking mostly about the skill players that somebody like me is easier to notice than guys in the trenches a bit. But the London Humphreys, a Cedric Alexander, you know, guys like that who are getting a lot of playing time. How would you evaluate their growth to this point of the season?
Well, it is exciting, and I think I'm frustrated. I think we are where we are, and I, in some ways, you know, the frustration was, you know, the internal expectations of where we could be and where we thought we were. And sometimes it's not so much that we're it's that much of a setback. It's that, you know, maybe I missed some things on the front end that I'm learning about in terms of, you know, how to anticipate, you know, where we faltered or where we've fallen short in the playing of football. But when I look at, you know, the bigger picture transformation of the roster and kind of the strategy and the approach we've taken to that in terms of recruiting developmental players and inserting them into systems, we have a lot of first and second year players right now that are making impact on the field. And unfortunately, it's not impacting winning yet, but you see glimpses and flashes of how it will as we build upon these classes and continue to strengthen this roster. And so you mentioned London. Obviously, he's been a great weapon for us out there. Junior Sherrill has really emerged here in the latter half of the season. I think he keeps getting better, and I'm excited to see him continue to improve. Cedric Alexander is a guy that we think the world of. He's a good back. We haven't gotten the run game established yet, but obviously he's been effective in the passing game and has done some nice things that way. He's got kind of the complete skill set there, which is great. There are other guys that are flashing too. And again, one of the great joys for us is, you know, we get to witness this day in, day out in practice. And so even some of the guys that aren't on the field yet, and specifically guys that are offensive linemen in this program that we recruited as true freshmen here this year, I mean, we're seeing the flashes and the signs of some really cool things to come. And so for us, you got to balance the impatience for results with the discipline to stay the approach to see, you know, as this goes over time, and we just keep in stacking, seasons and classes, that there's a lot of really cool things ahead of us. And, right now, you know, we're seeing the starting of that, but, we'll be excited when you're seeing both the positive play and the results. That'll obviously mean that we've eclipsed one hurdle and we'll be on to the next one.
Vanderbilt head football coach Clark Lee. Clark, safe travels to Oxford. Good luck this weekend against Ole Miss.
Thanks, guys. Good to be with you.
Awesome, Clark. Always appreciate Clark Lee for stopping by. It was a big day. You know, Kevin Byard traded yesterday afternoon. Mike Vrabel spoke with the media today about that situation, the quarterback situation. So everything is on the table right into your phones coming up next. Caroline, Willie, D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.